A Blind Boy's First Glimpse of Heaven. I climbed the stepladder to heaven when I was 8, my father spotting me from behind. I liked that he stayed below. How else could I hear where the world was? You can move around, son, but shuffle your feet in case there's a stray bale of hay to trip over, and you don't want to walk off the edge. God was in a meeting, I guess. Anyway, I never saw him. What had he done to Lucifer? And what did the Bible mean by cast him out? Did God have a squad of angel goons up there to blindside him from the back and shove him off? I wanted to jump to see if I'd survive. 50 years later, Aunt Polly said, "You better get ready, Dan, if you want God to take you up to be with your dad again. And won't it be great to finally see his face?" I don't know. I'm just getting to love this world for what it is, a flawed place, with its subway platforms overlooking the third rail, its haylofts, open sewers, and loading docks. And all the strangers who've looked out for me, letting me take their arms to walk with them. I'm thinking, the next time I see Aunt Polly, I'm going to tell her about my new vision. "It's really going to be something," I'll say. "In heaven, you'll finally get to be blind."